Hello, everyone. It is Al Smith here from Bishop Sheen today, and I want to thank you for joining me for another set of reflections from the Venerable Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen as we share some of his Crispus inspirations. And I will bring up on the screen, of course, this great little booklet that he put together back in 1966. And today's reflection, we will talk about what can we love. And so please, of course, just enjoy the wisdom of Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen. He writes, "If we were naturally good, there would have been no need of Christ coming to the earth to make us good. Those who are well have no need of a physician. If all were right with the world, God would have stayed in his heaven. His presence in the crib in Bethlehem is our witness not to our progress, but to our misery. If we had a totally satisfying love without hate, or nausea, or fed-upness, would we still feel unloved? Christmas is the season for exchanging gifts with friends. So our Lord came to exchange gifts. He says to us, as only a good God could say, you give me your humanity, and I will give you my divinity. You give me your time, and I will give you my eternity. You give me your weary body, and I will give you my redemption. You give me your broken heart, and I will give you my love. You give me your nothingness, and I will give you my all. The human heart has many loves flung at it, but none of them can wholly satisfy. Love of humanity is impossible because there is no such thing as humanity. There are only men and women. The religion of progress is impossible because progress means nothing unless we know where we are progressing. Even a theory about love leaves us cold, because man can never fall in love with a syllogism. It has even been suggested that we should love the cosmos, but the cosmos is too big and too bulky. Nature, poor stepdame, cannot slake my thirst. Man has never loved and will never love anything he cannot get his arms around. That is why the immense God became a babe in order that we might encircle him in our arms." Venerable Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen, in one of his many Christmas inspirations. I want to thank you for joining me today and look forward to spending a little bit more time with you sharing some of these Christmas reflections. And so until that time, may the Lord continue to bless you and keep you. May the Lord let his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. And may the Lord look upon you kindly and bring you peace. God love you.